This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tuned to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
Everyone, welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. This is your hostess, Dr. Akila, who almost didn't make it in here today because I was insisting on going to the gym. And just like every other show, I'm going to send you all blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Yeah, today's going to be a good show. It's question and answer day with Dr. Kilo. We usually have the show on the third Monday of every month. But I could not do that because, you know, one, I got behind, and two, I had to do the special show, which was called The Courage to Follow Your Purpose. And you know what? I'm thankful that I did that because a lot of questions came from those shows. I have a lot of non-holistic questions. I have to laugh at that. But you know what? I am an open book. You know, if I put myself out there like that, that means that, you know, I have no problem people asking me questions about it. So it's all good. So I have some health questions, and I have some personal questions. And I also received several phone calls when I was at the wellness center. So that was pretty cool. You know, I even had somebody who was very, very angry with me. It's the first time I ever had somebody that was very angry with me call. They usually send emails, but apparently something I said must have, it did. It touched a button. It hit a button on her. And basically, I'll go ahead and start off with that because the people who called, one, I don't have their name. And because they called, I don't have the question in detail. I can just tell you in general what we talked about and the questions they asked me and the answers I gave them. But not too far after the broadcast, I got a phone call from someone outside of Georgia, and she was very angry with me in relation to In reference to the question if you listen to the program, for those who are just listening live now and don't know what's going on, I announced that I am relocating to Germany for several reasons. And one of them is to be with my soon-to-be husband. We're going to start a family. And I was talking about how I put all of that on hold, how I put him on hold for about three and a half years, maybe four. Well, I got to do the math later. But just to pursue and build celestial healing to the level that I want to build it. And I announced that I put celestial healing first before him, because this is my life purpose. Being a holistic healer is my life purpose. My boss is the Most High, okay? So my boss, you know, told me that I must do some things before I have to take care of some unfinished business, and then once some things are finished, you know, then I can go ahead and follow another purpose over there. Not stating that I'm going to stop being Dr. Akilah. I'm a healer no matter where I go. It's just that going overseas is someplace I just felt like I belong. And, you know, I knew my time in Georgia was up. Anywho, that's about the gist of it. And so she stated to me that that what I did was very selfish, and that we all have a uterus to produce babies, and that that is the purpose why God gave women uterus. And for me to put that on hold to pursue my business and build my wellness center into a wonderful place, a holistic paradise, in my opinion, you know, was just downright selfish and inconsiderate. And that I am, and since I'm so, she like, since you're so quote unquote spiritual, she said she would think that I would think better about what I am as a woman. And, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this female, and I'm saying to myself, Lord have mercy. So I'm a good debater. Some people you can't debate with. You touch some buttons and you can't get a word in edgewise, and I will sit there and patiently listen to you, because when I start talking, you can't interrupt me because I didn't interrupt you. So, and I don't believe in a shout and match, and I don't believe in, you know, name calling, so I had to set the ground rules. So once she said what she had to say, this was my answer to her. Yes, it was selfish. Here's my problem with people today. What's wrong with doing stuff for yourself? You think I'm going to, I could go on and on about that. I could do a whole show about selfishness, because I don't know why we have programmed ourselves to think that being selfish is a bad thing, okay? I understand that if I have an abundance of candy and I'm not going to be able to eat it all, that it would be only there to share the candy if I can't eat it all, okay? All right? That, you know, but if I don't, then, yeah, that is selfish. However, it's still my right. It's still my candy. So, and true, it's not polite to do something like that, but it's still my prerogative. Barbara Bell. Anyway, the thing about it is that I told her it is selfish, and I have no apologies for that, and that I'm going to do for self, because it's just me. It's me, you know. If I had children, it's different, because they're not at the age, or like I say, for instance, if I had a child with the first fiance I had, you know, we're talking about, you know, if I could not start my business because of the fact that I'm bringing life into this world, and I have to take in consideration of putting other things aside, because it is my responsibility as a mother to educate and inform and nurture and build up my offspring, okay? That's a part of me. But when it comes to building my business and putting aside marriage and building a family, and I put the business first so that I can make sure and ensure that I have financial security and also build a legacy for my future generation, if you consider that selfish, then okay, I'm good with that. So that's what I told her. So, you know, she debated on that one, and I was like, I told you I have no guilt feelings, and I don't feel bad about being selfish. You're right, I am selfish. I'm agreeing with you. So we need to move on to the next thing that you had said, which was my purpose as a woman is to produce babies first. You know, I wish I could have taped that conversation, but that's not nice, and I would never do that because that's wrong. And regardless of being selfish, I don't do things that are wrong against other people. So anywho, the thing about not having a child first and putting it aside and that all women are created to bear children, that's not true either. And let me tell you something. We as women who have a womb, and it's just you have man and you have womb man, okay? You have man and womb man, which is man with a womb, womb man, woman. So, as a womb man, okay, I am of the elite sex in the human race. And I'm not a feminist, so for all you males out there listening, you know, don't think, oh, she's a feminist, she thinks females are stupid. Yeah, I do. I think women are much more powerful than they give themselves and others credit, you know. We were chosen to bring forth life, but we are also chosen to nurture the world, to heal the world. And your uterus is not the only purpose. The uterus purpose is not only just to produce children, okay? There are many usage of the uterus, especially when it comes to hormones. And this is why I'm against hysterectomy. Whether a woman has had enough children or not, she needs her uterus, okay, because it works well with the heart, and it also produces certain hormones. And this is why a lot of women who have hysterectomies are at high risk of heart disease, okay? And also, when the ovaries are taken out as well, so let's say if a woman had a partial hysterectomy where they kept the uterus there, but where they took the uterus, but they left the ovaries intact. That's better than just taking the ovaries completely. Because a lot of times with the ovaries taken on a complete hysterectomy, it puts strain on the thyroid gland, and a lot of women notice that they have excessive weight gain, and no matter what diet they do, no matter how much exercises that they participate in, it is hard to get back to the original size they were prior to the surgery. As well as, I mean, that says if you was overweight before the surgery, it's really hard to go back to where you were because of the fact that the ovaries, which help also produce several hormones, is gone, and therefore the thyroid has to take up the slack, and the body is not produced or is not created that way. But so that's more of a physical level of the purpose of a uterus, but not only, let's talk about more of a spiritual and or even a emotional level of the uterus. You know, I did back in 1995, I think it was, I was so into the Tao of sexology. And when I say Tao, I'm talking about T-A-O. And it is a very powerful science. And, I mean, real powerful. It was so powerful, I did a class about it. And I think it was called, I can't tell you, I can't remember the title. Actually, I have the DVD here, and it was on YouTube, but they took it off YouTube because it was talking about sex education, and you can't have sex education on YouTube. So I'm going to put that up for sale for some people to get. The quality is not that good because that seminar was taped on VHS. So, and then when you take that from a VHS and convert the quality of the VHS to a DVD, it's not going to be too sharp. It's not really going to be good. So the quality is kind of fair. So I'll probably be selling it really cheap because of that. But on this DVD, I talk about how we use energy, which is also known as sexual energy, to manifest several things. So if someone is celibate, they can really create some wondrous things with their energy. When you as a woman have sex with a male, you are exchanging energies there, okay? So someone who is very, very sexually active, their energy of manifesting things or building things is limited. This is why most of your great athletes do not have sex too, probably because they don't feel like it, but they don't want to have sex 2 days prior to their event, especially boxers and wrestlers. You know, they want to save all that energy for the fight or for the actual game or for the meet, whatever it is that the athlete is involved in. They abstain from sex 2 or day before, sometimes longer, so that they can take all that energy and invest it into what is most important on that day. And then after that, they just go all willy-nilly and stuff and catch up for lost time. So when you abstain from sex or you go celibate, you can use your uterus, and the male can use his prostate. And if you know how to channel the chakras as well as the kundalini, which is in the root chakra, and I'm probably talking over some of y'all's heads right now, but just bear with me. If you understand how to use that type of energy and manifest it into a physical, to whether it is you want to whether you want to enhance your strength or you want to bring forth a successful business, whatever it is, it cannot interfere with someone else's will. So you can't free will still applies here. So I remember teaching that class, and I had a female. She wanted to use her energy, the kundalini energy, to bring back her ex-boyfriend. And I said, you cannot use it for that. You cannot use it for that. You cannot, any type of energy, any type of power you have cannot affect the free will of others. Those are the rules. Now, if you want to magnify a husband or a boyfriend similar to him, you can do that. But if you just want him and him only, you can't control that. You cannot. You're asking for bad karma. Anywho, I'm sure I'm getting off the. Anywho, I told her about this powerful class I was teaching, and that, you know, when I am not with my boyfriend, obviously I'm celibate, and I don't see him often. I've been like once a year ever since, you know, Fanny got sick. So I'm taking that energy and focusing on a lot of things. I told her because of that I focused it on Muay Thai. I focused it on lifting weights and bodybuilding competitions. And most of all, I focused it on Healing Power Hour radio, as well as Celestial Healing Wellness Center. So because I understand my power, I know how to use it and attract those things that are important to me at the time. And once I get there, you know, things will change. All right? So, you know, this is the thing about it is that your uterus is not only you didn't only get a uterus to only produce children, ladies and gentlemen. This is what females and guys, if you know this, tell the females you know. But you can, I think women, you know, for personally, and she probably is listening. I told her this, so what I'm saying to you is not something she didn't know. I think she was very upset because, you know, you come after me like that, it makes me understand that you're not really taking it out on me. You're taking it out on yourself. So I'm just representing something about you that you don't like. And maybe you don't like the fact that you stopped pursuing what it is that you love. You stopped pursuing your goals and dreams and businesses to produce children, and now you feel you stuck. And that's your limited beliefs. You can change that belief instantly by just changing your mind. You know, so, you know, she told me that she was going to be a very successful lawyer. She realized what type of field she was going to go into, and then, you know, she got pregnant, and she decided to get married, and she didn't put it, you know, she didn't put off the baby or getting married. She just put off going to school, and she never did go back to school to pursue her law degree. And she never did have that service or law business or what do you call that, law firm. She didn't have that law firm she wanted to have. And then she made excuses on it by saying, well, there's too many lawyers out here anyway. I probably wouldn't be successful anyway as a woman thinketh. I said, you have no idea what type of person you could have been because, you know, you didn't do it. However, there's no such thing as a time limit. Your children are about grown, and now what you gonna do? It's like, well, now I gotta take care of the grandchildren, and I was like, well, this is your decision. You see what I'm saying? You chose to be in the position you're in now, and you're mad at me because I chose the opposite. I'm not here to judge what you decided to do. And therefore, it's not right for you to decide what I am going to do and what I have done. You decided to be the mother, the matriarch of your family. That's wonderful. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. This is the thing about it. There's nothing wrong with that. She can be the matriarch, and this is good. And therefore, she's the center point for the family. But don't hate on me because I decided not to do that. Please. So that's what I wanted to mention to you all is that, you know, your uterus as well as the prostate, but the fact is our uterus is powerful because we can bring forth a lot of things that we were chose to bring life. And they say that one contraction will kill a man, okay, but it doesn't kill us. So we are also not only are we spiritually powerful and we're emotionally powerful, but we're very physically powerful. And therefore, and women can endure more physical pain than men. So we are powerful beings. And if you know this and you recognize this, you would act accordingly and you will respect other powerful beings and their decisions. Whether they are acting in power or not, this is free will. You must not get mad because somebody else is doing something that they want to do. And they did it, and you didn't, and you mad. Get over it. Okay, so the next question I have is, let me get on to something else because I'm running off at the mouth here. Hold on. Okay, let me get on. I got one more personal question. I got a couple more personal questions, but I'm going to ask this one other personal question. This was sent as an email to me. And then I'm going to go into some other emails that were sent to me about some holistic health questions. Okay, so one person wanted to know, and I think this is Tina. Hold on. Yeah, Tina. Tina wanted to know, she says, Dr. Keelan, when you move to Germany, will you continue your Blog Talk radio show? Yes, I will. However, it will only be once a month. If you go to healingpowerhour.com, you will see that there's the telephone broadcast and then there's the in-studio broadcast. I will be doing more in-studio broadcasting than the telephone, which is here on Blog Talk. So the Blog Talk probably will be once a month, and that will be the Q&A. Because there's a six-hour time difference, I don't know what time it's going to be. Because, see, here, I can do this at night. But over there, night could be in the middle of the day or in the afternoon or evening, something like that. I don't know. But it will be done once a month, and so I'll be doing my studio because I'll have the studio equipment taken with me overseas, and I'll be able to do more of that. And then that's going to be actually good, because let me tell you why. I'll be able to do more live. I can do some live interviews that are going to come out very clear. So I have the editing equipment to edit all of the sounds and make sure they sound great and you can hear the guests as well as me. And, you know, it's going to be very informative. So it's going to be a great thing. But, no, I'm not going to abandon the show. It's going to be once a month now instead of two or three shows a month. So that's going to cut down big time. Okay, so now let's get down to some questions of health that I had some people ask me about. This one comes from Ruby Mayweather. She wants to know if tanning beds can give you cancer, skin cancer. Yeah, that's what they're saying. So can tanning beds give you skin cancer? Wow, how do I answer this question? Here's the thing. Artificial anything is not good because we are not artificial beings. If we were artificial, then tanning beds won't do anything bad to us. I personally don't see what's wrong with the sun, and the powers that be has gotten you all scared about the ultraviolet rays. And it's a bunch of caca, actually. So I can see if you bake it in the sun every day, fully exposed, eight hours every day, then you could be, like, overdoing it. But, you know, when people, it also depends on your skin tone, too. Because the lighter you are or the more... less melanin you have puts you at certain risk than those who are have a lot of melanin. So that plays into account too. So what do I think about tanning beds? I don't like them. I never use them. I love the way the sun feels against me. So I really don't have an answer to you on whether cancer can whether you can get skin cancer by landing in a tanning bed. I know some people are like, yes, you can get it. Some people say, no, you can't. See, if you don't fool with it at all, you don't worry about these things. But I understand that being dark is a beautiful thing and that the black race is the most mocked race in the world. We are. And that a lot of people like to look dark all year round. Listen, y'all sweating the small stuff, okay? When I see somebody fully tanned in the middle of January, I'm giving you the side eye. Because I'm thinking, ain't no sun beaming that hot for you to look that nice and golden. So it's out of character, it's out of your nature. You know, it's something I don't anticipate, but of course, you know, society, especially here in America, we have just flipped everything. You know, we went into the spray tans and, you know, Michael Kazin brothers and sisters are walking around looking like Oompa Loompa because they all orange, you know, from the spray tan. And y'all just, you know, all I do is say, this too shall pass, and it will. After you guys finally wake up, just like people woke up about bell bottoms, you know, yuck. Somebody said, this looks ridiculous. I'm not going to wear these pants anymore. And then they changed. So they're going to do the same thing when it comes to this tanning stuff. And they're going to like, you know what? Look at all this dark and golden and possibly orange, depending on if you got the tanning bed or you got spray tan. It don't look right. It looks unnatural. It's in the middle of January. Sun ain't shining the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to stop doing it. And then, ta-da, it's over. It's all over. So, I wouldn't sweat the tanning bed. I don't do it. So I can't answer. I'm sorry. Hey, even Dr. Keela don't have the answer to everything. But if it's really that important to you, I will research it. So, I could do that for you. But let me know if you really want to know the answer to this, because I don't see the purpose of being so golden tanned. Okay, hold on. I got some more questions here, but let me go ahead and make some drops. And I also got to make sure that I'm broadcasting, because, you know, sometimes I'll get disconnected while I'm broadcasting and things won't happen. So I will be right back with more Q&A with me, Dr. Keela.
Celestia Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
All right, we are back here to Healing Power Hour Radio, and this is Dr. Keela L., and you're listening to episode 28, which is Question and Answer with Dr. Keela. So let's go ahead and continue where I left off with some questions we have. Okay, Mimi Rafford wanted to know, Dr. Keela, how long do we take the apple cider mixture recipe that you gave last fall? That's a very good question, very, very good question. I think I stated that you can stop taking it in March. However, let me take that back. If you're in a cold climate, because I realized that I have some listeners in overseas, which has really surprised me, because I have a lot of listeners, and I thought, I really don't go out of my way. Well, I don't really advertise. Only time I put the link of the show on my MySpace page, I put it on Twitter, I put it on Facebook, I put it in the newsletter that comes out once a month, and that's it. I don't do any mass marketing when it comes to the radio show, for one reason and one reason only. I don't have time. So I'm really shocked when I get a lot of people responding to me, letting me know that they listen to the show, because I also got a lot of well wishes on my journey overseas, and I also have some people who live in Europe, as well as have a lot of people in Asia, so who are they listen and they also get the newsletter, so they kind of like all this information, which I'm surprised is they don't have some great information themselves over there in their native tongue. So it's really an honor to have them listen to the show. So basically, when you are overseas, the climate is different. And I sometimes get caught up in my own little wonderful world here in Atlanta, because after February, the hard part is over. Winter is basically over. You know, March is smooth sailing. So, and I was assuming that with you all. So if you are in March and you're still having those winter seasons and it's still snowing, things still continue to take it. I take it back, because here about stopping in March, because here in Atlanta, you know, it's really somewhat, winter is almost somewhat over come March. So, you know, I don't even bother taking it. I tell my clients don't bother taking it as well. So basically, that's that. So if you're in an area where spring is still snowing, you know, spring comes in the 21st. Well, this year it's coming out the 20th, and you are still experiencing snow and it's still cold, then continue taking the mixture. And that same thing applies in April. In April, if it's still cold in your region, then continue taking it. You stop taking it when the climate starts to change, when it's not so cold, and then all of a sudden it starts to warm up a little bit, and here is where you stop, okay? So that's the answer to that, and that's for you, Mimi. All right, we have a question from one of my favorite clients, Michelle Morris. And Michelle wants to know, she says, do you have any suggestions for oily skin? Yes, I do, Michelle. There's a lot of remedies for oily skin. And my favorite is going to always be using aloe vera gel. And don't get the, when I say aloe vera gel, don't get the aloe vera gel that's off of Walmart or CVS. Because if you turn on the back and look in the ingredients, you'll see alcohol, you'll see all kinds of perfume and other additives. It should be pure aloe vera gel. And you can get this, you can either, excuse me, y'all know I hate clearing my throat on the air. I don't know why I do that. I got to find out what's going on with my subconscious mind that makes my throat does do that. Anyway, what you're going to need to do is you can either get an aloe vera plant, or you can go to an herbal store or a Whole Foods store and purchase the aloe vera gel that's in the bottle. Now, let me tell you something about aloe vera gel in the bottle. Do not get the aloe vera gel that's in a clear glass bottle, okay? If the light is hitting it, it is destroying a lot of the essential nutrients and properties, natural chemicals inside of the aloe vera gel. Pure, wonderful, great aloe vera gel will either be in a brown, and I'm talking about brown, I'm talking about dark brown bottle, or it will be in a bottle that it's plastic, but the sunlight can't get through it at all, because it's either a completely white bottle or a completely black bottle, and the only thing it's got the label outside and the aloe vera gel inside. So you have no idea aloe vera gel is in there until you open it up. So there's no sunlight getting into that. So I like those too. So if I had to choose between, like if you have three different aloe vera gel bottles there that you are looking at in the store and you want to know which one you want to purchase, you have one that's in a clear bottle, one that's in a dark brown bottle, and one that's in just a regular old bottle that's a plastic bottle. I will probably get the plastic bottle, but if they don't have that, I'll get the dark brown bottle, because the sunlight is limited, extremely, extremely limited getting to the aloe vera gel, and I wouldn't even bother. If they didn't have any of those to choose from, I wouldn't even bother with the one that has a clear bottle, where the sunlight and all the artificial lights are destroying the properties of the aloe vera gel. So you would get aloe vera gel, and I would wash my face, you know, castor soap, Dr. Bronna, I think it's Dr. Bronna or Dr. Bronna. I think it's Dr. Bronna. Dr. Bronna soap. I think the sensitive soap they have is Kiss My Face. I think that's it. Or they have the sensitive one. The one for oily skin, though, if you can get the one that's tea tree or lavender, these are great to wash your face with. So wash your face with one of those soaps. And then you would basically apply the aloe vera gel to your face, let it dry, and then go on about your day. There's another remedy too. You can either, if you don't have that soap, then you can cleanse your face with witch hazel. And then when the witch hazel dries, you can use the aloe vera gel and then go on about your business. You know, my I used to have a very good friend here. He shipped overseas. Prayers to him. He used to have a lot of oily skin, and he would just always talk so badly about his skin. And I would help him internally because, of course, there's some things going on in the colon, and things have to be done in the reproductive, not the reproductive system, the circulatory system, dealing with the rest, the urinary area. And so him not drinking enough water and things like that, because he would have acne too. So it was a combination of things. However, one of the things that I helped with his excessive, he had really, really bad oily skin. I would make a paste out of cucumbers and mix it with some lime juice, and real lime juice, with bentonite clay, and his face was normal for the rest of the day. And he would ask me the recipe, and I would like, nope, you want it done, come get me to do it and everything. So finally he paid me off. Hey, I love money. Let me tell you, I'm not ashamed of it. If you're ashamed of money and you're ashamed to say you love money, then guess what? Money going to hide from you because you're ashamed of it. But anyway, he finally paid for the recipe because he was going to California first, and then he stayed in California for a year and he got shipped overseas. So he wanted to know what it was I was putting on his face, and I gave him the recipe. So it consists of cucumbers. You just mush it. You just mush the cucumber. Well, you just peel the skin off, or just cut the skin off, the outside skin off, and then you just mush it down in a bowl, and then you add about, I think you add about 2 ounces. No. 1 ounce of 1 ounce of lime. Don't quote me on that 1 ounce. It might be one, maybe two. It's definitely no more than 2 ounces. Play with it a little bit, and then you can get the bentonite clay. If people here are in Atlanta, you can go to Savannah and get the bentonite clay. If you're not in Atlanta, then you can just Google bentonite clay and powder, and you can buy that from any place out there, and that really takes care of the dry skin for the rest of the day, sometimes actually for several days, depending on how active and what you're doing and how excessive your oily skin was. His skin was very oily that, you know, he couldn't even touch his face because it'll get the papers and all his other stuff all oiled up, and his clothes, you know, just right around where his neckline was, which is filthy with oil. So this really took care of a lot of stuff in addition to some internal things that he was going on. But his was an extreme case. If yours is not that much of an extreme case, witch hazel and aloe vera gel will be your best friend. And I hope that answered your question, Michelle. Okay, now let's go to the next question here. This is from Mark. I didn't get Mark's last name because it wasn't available in the email. And Mark's email was a little bit sarcastic. Anyway, and I'm going to address it anyway because he asked me to. He said, Dr. Keela, how many patients came to you this winter to get cured of H1N1 disease or H1N1 flu? Well, Mark, the answer to your question is none. Okay, second of all, naturopathic doctors do not refer to the people who see them as patients. That word is strictly for the medical society, and we refrain from associating or mimicking anything that is associated with the medical society. So if you notice, a lot of your naturopathic doctors will have you call them by their first name. So you have, you know, a medical doctor who's an OBGYN specialist. He is Dr. Mark Smith. And here it is, me, I am a naturopathic doctor, and I'm Dr. Akila L. So you can't call your OBGYN Dr. Mark. No, he wants to be called Dr. Smith because that is the traditional way of addressing medical doctors. We do the opposite of them, and we have people call us by our first name. So instead of calling me Dr. L, which some people, only a small amount of people do that, but I still always refer to myself as Dr. Akila or Akila. You don't even have to use the doctor in front of it. It's not a big deal with me. I'm not really caught up in all my credentials. So you can like Akila or Dr. Akila, but I never say Dr. L. I rarely do that because I love my first name. My first name is beautiful. It means intelligent one who reasons, and it's from North Africa. It's a North African name. So I love when people call my name. Whether they put the doctor or miss or hey you, it's still fine to me as long as you got Akila there afterwards. So we don't say patients, we say clients. And we don't say cure, we say, unless natural cures, we do say natural cures. There's a lot of language. Oh, and we don't say medicine, we say herb. I always have to correct my clients on that. They're like, Dr. Akila, that medicine you gave me, it really, I said, no, I did not give you any medicine, I gave you herbs. See, medicines are the bastard children of herbs. There, I said it. All right, so let's go in here to another question we have. We have, we got some personal questions. And not that much time left either. Okay, let's see. If I don't get to these questions, I'll get to them next month, whoever's listening, whatever. this one is coming from Tina. Tina wants a personal question. She's asking me, Dr. Akila, this is pretty long, so I'm gonna paraphrase this, okay? Basically, Tina was listening to how I said, don't let anyone take your joy. So she wants advice on how to keep people from taking your joy. She doesn't seem to have a grasp on that. She gave me some examples of how she allowed people her job as well as some family members. And her husband's in-laws, they always take her joy. And she doesn't know how to stop that and how to prevent them from doing so. So she wants some advice on how to help her keep people from taking her joy. Okay, the answer to that is, first of all, you have to be in joy. If you're in a good mood and you're joyful and you're happy, it's going to be very easy to prevent people from taking that away from you. But if you're neutral or, oh, Lord, if you're really upset or you're distressed, you don't have no joy for somebody to take. And the thing about it is that if I am joyful, if I am happy, then I'm going to stay that way regardless of what type of energy somebody brings towards me. But if I am upset or I'm stressed out or I'm worried, like that day where that sewage backed up and I knew it was going to cost me a lot of money to get the plumber to fix that at the welding center, I was not in joy. I'm human. I was not in joy. I was very upset. I was stressed out. I was angry. And, you know, because come to find out, I didn't mention this last time, come to find out the whole thing happened because paper towels were flushed down the toilet. And that's what made me angry. And then that's another story though. But anyway, so if I was to walk into that same female and she said that something smart, oh yeah, she would have got some verbal beat down. But because when you're in a negative or a low vibratory rate, if you're in a negative and a low vibratory set, mindset, and you meet someone who's either at that level or lower, then you two can go lower and lower and lower. But somebody has to make the decision to go the high ground. However, when she met me, I was vibrating on a very high level. I was feeling good. I was in a very good mood. And when she confronted me, there was no way I was going to let her take my joy. So first of all, the first thing you got to do is you have to be in joy. You have to be in happiness, okay? You have to be in peace, all right? When you're in that mind state, or you're in that emotion, so let's say, for instance, you're in joy, and then your coworker wants to start a small argument about something that has nothing to do, you know, what you're doing, whatever. I don't know. I don't work a 9-to-5, so I don't know all the drama that happens. But let's say, for instance, she comes to you with some low energy. What you do is you just recognize it and you call it what you just call it what it is. You know, you're like, can we continue this on another time when you're in a better space? Because I would like this problem to be resolved on a good note, but right now I'm too much in a good mood to deal with this right now. If it's not of an urgency, then, you know, holler back at me, okay? You have to understand that when people are trying to bring you their misery and they want you to keep their misery company, you have to recognize it upon sight and either avoid it altogether or call it out or even rebuke it, you know? have you ever think about when sometimes some of your in-laws or your family members come to you with some drama and you just throw water on them and say, I'm not getting into their whole religious stuff either. That's not me. I'm just saying, when I say throw water on them, I'm like, you know, just playfully say, I rebuke the demons. I'm sorry. I've done that actually once. I've done that. And I have a cousin who loves to start drama. She really does. And she was wanting to pick a fight with me because she was never successful. And I had some crystal water in my bottle, in a bottle. I was drinking some crystal water in a bottle, and I was almost finished. And I said, you're coming to me with some negative energy, you know, and I almost said her name. She's listening, and she'll definitely bring some drama to me. So she's like, well, you think you missed positive, da, 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 da. And next thing I know, I was just throwing water on it. I rebuke you, I rebuke you, I rebuke you, I rebuke you, I rebuke you. It was fun, and guess what? Of course, she got very angry, but I laughed, and I had a good time. And I don't recommend it. Anybody does do that. I don't think I really answered your question about how, I'm not really giving you good examples on how to not to let anybody take your joy. Okay, just take a deep breath in, breathe out, and just say, I am going to stay in peace, I am going to stay in joy, and I wish you peace, love, health, happiness, and prosperity, and then just walk away. There. That's good advice. Don't throw water on people. Unless you're my height and strong like me, then you can throw water on people because you know they ain't going to do nothing to you. But don't do that. That's not right. So anyway, okay, so that's it. I had two more other questions, and I can't answer them now because we only have like 6 minutes left in the show. And I'm going to play a song. Yeah, I know I'm going to get back into the playing of the song to leave on out now. This is Dr. Keela. Thank you all so much for listening to the show. It's pretty, I'm in rare form today, more silly today than anything. I'm in a good mood. Maybe because I finally finished that fibroid lecture seminar series. By the way, that is ready on the website. Just go to the class and lecture section, and you will see that I finally have the audio workbook to healing our womb, the cause, cures, and the preventions of uterine fibroid. The next show, the first show for February, will be focused strictly on healing fibroids. So it's going to be all about that. That's finished, and I'm so happy that I finally finished that, and it's ready and it's up. So go over there to healingpowerhour.com and check it out. So once again, the phone number at the Wellness Center, you can call 770 and judge me, 603-0141, or send me some wonderful praises or ask some questions or whatever. Whatever you got, give it to me. I'll take it. 770-603-0141, or go to the website, healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. Be sure to go and check out the fibroid workshop that we have, Healing Our Womb, the Cause, Cures, and Preventions of Uterine Fibroids. This is Dr. Keela. Thank you so much for tuning in to Healing Power Hour Radio. I will talk to you next time. And until then, I leave you with the blessings of peace, love, health, happiness, and most of all, prosperity. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Leela James, my joy.
This song right here is to that person. I don't even mention his name. They said I couldn't do nothing without him.
Who are you to tell? Can't go on without you. And why you're telling me I'm never gonna survive?